so nice to see the cushion full. That's exciting. So today we're going to learn a little bit about patience. Do you all ever get impatient?
Yes.
Oh, great. Fast. Okay. When do you get most impatient? Give some examples. You get impatient until your birthday. You can't wait to get those gifts. Uh-huh. I get it. Okay.
For food.
For food. I was going to say the cafeteria. I'm the worst with food. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anybody else?
When I really want to do something, but my parents are doing something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a test of patience, isn't it?
My brother.
Oh, your brother is definitely a test of your patience. Yes. All these things. Yes. It's easy to be impatient, particularly in the world we live in. So I'm going to read a little story, and it's one of Aesop's fables, and we're going to learn a little bit about patience, and then we're going to practice it a little bit, okay? So here we go. This is called The Crow and the Pitcher. Okay. In a spell of dry weather, when the birds could find very little to drink, a thirsty crow found a pitcher with a little water in it. But the pitcher was high and had a narrow neck. Oh, I might have an example here. Pitcher was high, narrow neck. Okay, we got a high pitcher, narrow neck. Pretend it's a big crow, can't fit in. Okay, we got a big pitcher, water. Okay, so a thirsty crow found a pitcher with little water in it. But the pitcher was high and had a narrow neck, and no matter how he tried, the crow could not reach the water. How do I get in there? The poor thing felt he must die of thirst. Then an idea came to him. Picking up some small pebbles, he dropped them into the pitcher one by one. With each pebble, the water rose a little higher until at last it was near enough so he could drink. Okay, so the story's about a couple things. It's about how the crow used his smarts to figure this situation out here. He was very thirsty. But I'm going to talk a little bit about today, and we're going to put ourselves in the position of the crow and see how patient he must also have been to fill up this water. He must have been really thirsty, but he was also patient. He had to drop a pebble. Yes, exactly. You're on to me. Okay. So where I'm going to take some pebbles. And now there's four of us, so it's not going to take as long as it did the crow, but we got to just pretend. I'm going to put them over here. Okay. Now, everyone has to, one by one, Sammy, you can go first. You got to go grab one pebble from the bucket, bring it back over, and plop it in there. And then you each can go, and then we'll see how long it takes. Oh, my gosh, I'm so thirsty. I can't wait for this water. You can only grab one. Here, I'll help, too. One at a time. Okay. Just one. Now I put a big one in there. Oh, you got to keep going. I'm still thirsty. The crow's still thirsty. Oh my gosh, I'm so thirsty. Are you guys thirsty? Oh, we got a big rock. Smart. Is it though? So yeah. Nice try. Good thinking. Okay. Oh my gosh. Who's running out of patience? I am. Okay. Keep trying. Was it full yet? Is it coming out? Oh, no. My goodness. It's still got to go. It's going to take the whole service. Okay. We're going to get that energy out. You're welcome. All right. Keep going. Well, no, if he plopped it in hard enough, I guess, oh, my God, we still got to go. Hopefully I got enough rocks. All right. One by one. Here we go. Oh, boy. So thirsty. Oh, boy, this is low. Thought I got it high enough. Here we go. Okay. Keep going. I got lots of rocks. Just keeps going. That would be smart, too. Okay, keep going. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting so impatient. Okay, keep going. How we doing? Oh, so thirsty. Who's thirsty? You think he can reach in there yet? Do you think he can reach in there? Not yet. Okay. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. Grab as many rocks as you can get in your hands. Okay. Yeah, bring the bucket over. Good, I got it. Bring the bucket over. Okay. Oh, yeah, all right. Let's stick him in there. Come on, get him in there. Yes. All right. Oh, it's getting higher. It's getting higher.
My teacher would be so proud.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, can
you use a pen? Yes. Oh, how are we doing? How are we doing?
See if I'm going to get high enough.
I know. I think it might be close.
All for nothing.
No. No. I think if a bird perched on the thing, it could get that. Look how close that water is to the surface. Nice try. I got it. That's a trick one. See, I got that one to make sure it wouldn't fit in there. I know. It might. Okay. See. That's another test of patience. Oh, it's squeezing in there. Oh, my gosh. Whose water thing is this? I don't think it's going to fit.
Yeah.
But I think we're really close. Look how close that is. All right. So, yeah, I know. It was exhausting, wasn't it? Well, so good job. Good job. We got, after a while, what's that? A bird might drink that. I know. It looks a little dusty. But a bird might drink that if it were thirsty. Anyway, so thanks for doing that with me. So the idea was, it took a long time, one by one, yeah, and then we finally we're like, it's going to take forever. So we took the bucket. So it's a little bit of a practice of patience. Can you imagine how long it took the crow to get that done?
400 hours.
Yes, exactly. So we practiced a little bit of patience today. And then, lastly, I'm going to leave you with this. My mom taught me a song. This is going to be in the sermon. My mom taught me a song when I was little. It was about patience. And it went like this. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too. And think of all the times when others had to wait for you. So there you go. All right. Thanks, you guys. That was a great job. Good job.